Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is James 1, 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. New King James Version.
Count it all joy. All the trials.
Yeah.
I'm always joyful about trials, aren't you, Jenny? Like, just naturally?
Oh, yeah. I wonder if Job had... was thinking joy the entire time he was being tested.
It sounded like it. It really did.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I think even within your trials, you can have moments of really losing your mind. And then you gather yourself back up and push on.
Yeah. And but, you think about, like think about the trials that David went through. And he... It was like lamenting, lamenting, lamenting. Yes. Joy.
We yo-yo as humans on this. So it's not... I guess that's why it says the testing of it produces patience. Patience doesn't happen overnight.
No, it really doesn't. And to be honest, I don't know that we can have patience or know if we have patience without being tested.
We wouldn't have it because... We wouldn't need it if there were no trials. We wouldn't have to find out what patience was if we didn't have them.
Exactly. And a lot of refinement happens during that being tested too.
And it's usually, not just patience, yeah.
Yeah. Usually something fantastic comes out at the end. Not always, but usually. And it's just you have a sense of peace, which is like patience.
Peace is like patience, but we have to let it be there. We can't just
but I don't know about
forever.
Yeah, exactly. But while it's happening, you know, this verse starts out as count it all as joy, and yeah, that one's a little superhuman.
You have to focus on it. That's a mindset.
Yes.
It's a mindset.
You have to train yourself that, like, while you're in the midst of the struggle, that, okay, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. We have to count this as joy. God loves us.
So in order to count it as joy, we can't dwell on the negative, can we?
No.
We can't just recycle the garbage.
No, because that's counterproductive. Yep. I mean, you need to press on and press through. And sometimes, I mean, it's good to reflect a little bit. If you're going through a particular struggle, you can reflect as to what's going on and then think about, okay, what's the next step? How do I move forward? How do I get to what God's trying to teach me?
That's something you can pray during your trials too. And even before some of them, I know some of my prayers in the last year or so have been like, okay, God, please refine me, but can we do it a little bit more gently than maybe some of the past ones? Can I learn a little bit faster? Can I selfishly, because nobody likes the trials. Nobody likes, and I like how it says, when you fall into various trials. So it says when you fall, not if you fall. It's very certain here that we're going to fall into trials. It's, again, not one of those, oh, you're saved now, everything's going to be great. No, we've got a lot of, I know at least for me, I've had a lot of work that has needed to be done in my life, and trials have really polished and refined me in ways that I wasn't getting polished and refined without them. Maybe a little bit, but not some of the big old whopping things I've learned from making huge mistakes during trials or just having trials that had nothing to do with anything I had done, but still produced something beautiful anyway.
Yeah.
Learning to be patient is against every fiber of our being as humans.
Well, because we want to avoid pain at all costs and discomfort and arguments and, you know,
all the uncomfortable things.
Granted, I'm pretty sure I do know some people that love arguments, but for the most part, like...
They're out there.
Yes, for the most part. We try to avoid these things. So for us to count it as joy because it's making us have patience and it's making us a perfect work. The fact that it ends with that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. No, yikes. You know, it's like, okay, so this is all making us think about coming closer to God, because every time we have a struggle, every time we have a strife, I don't know about you, but that brings me on my knees. The worst times are when I'm in constant communion, and by what I mean by that is prayer with God, asking Him for help. Sometimes I'm asking for help with every breath I'm taking,
oh, yeah,
every move I'm making, standing up, sitting, like whatever it is, because I'm going through such a struggle. And in that is a perfect work, because we are supposed to be close with God. We are supposed to be relying on Him. And with Him, we don't lack anything.
And we tend to, as humans, draw closer to God when things are not so good.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend just this week about, she said, I used to be only going to God when things were a problem. But now I see that I'm growing and I'm wanting to find God and have that communion with Him more regularly.
Yeah.
Now, and that's part of the trials she's been through and the work God's been doing in her life, and it's beautiful to see, because He wants to have that closeness with us, but yet for some reason, I guess as humans, we're a little bit dense, and instead of just continuing naturally that relationship with God,
yeah,
not during the harder times, it's a work, it's a journey.
Yeah. It's a process to remember to thank Him in the trials, but then also when things are good, it's important to wake up every morning and say, thank you, God, I'm alive. Thank you for this day. Thank you for my dogs, for my kids. Thank you for
help
my husband.
Help me with my family. Yeah. Help me with my neighbors. Help me with every little... All the tiny things are still important. All the interactions we have, it's all very important. And through these trials, we have choices. We can allow them to refine us, or we can wallow in the sadness and the pity and the heartbreak and the difficult. That's a choice we get to make. And I think sometimes the trials that we go through and the testing we fall into, it's hard for people to always understand. It's hard for us to always understand why these things are happening. But they're really never meant to destroy us. The things we go through, as hard and as awful as they can be, they weren't allowed in our lives to destroy us. They were allowed to refine us and
make us stronger.
And also, God's got good things for us, mm-hmm, even through those hard, difficult trials. But you have to believe that, and you have to choose it. You have to go, this is how I'm okay, this has happened to me. I can either say God hates me and doesn't love me and doesn't have good things for me and is allowing this, and I can just be angry and bitter, or I can turn to Him, praise Him for who He is, ask Him to help, ask him to show, ask him to refine, ask him to save, whatever it is. I mean, those are the options.
Yeah, and it's important that we all remember too, like you said, in this struggle, to not wallow. You can think about, you can reflect a little bit, but to go to that next step and ask God, what are you trying to teach me through this? Where do you want me to go? What the next step is? It's important to keep it in perspective that nothing we experience in this life is in vain. It all has a purpose. And if we use it for a purpose, then it seems a little less hopeless. It seems, you know, it can help you find the joy and the hope that God really wants for us. We just have to keep it in perspective.
Perspective can be hard, especially if you're doing it alone. I know as far as my personality has gone with a lot of the things that I've been through in life, I retreated from people, from sharing my pain, from looking for help for a long time. And I handled some things well, me and God, and then other things
in that
I've also messed it up too.
If you need to find sound-minded people that kind of can help you and just be in fellowship with you to help, like, grow through the process. Sometimes verbally, depends on what kind of processor you are. If you're a verbal processor, you know, you definitely need to have that sounding board. But even if you're not, even if you like to reflect, after you think about what's bothering you or what you're going through, it's still important to find someone that you can trust that will give you sound advice, or at least, even if it's not advice, let you talk it through, let you talk it out so that you can kind of put it in perspective.
But you also need some people in your life who are willing to say the hard things and help you get, maybe if you're stuck, get unstuck. Because I know that there were times for me where I was stuck, and I was solidly stuck in a mindset and in a way of thinking, and I didn't give that to anyone that would help. Hey, Catherine, have you thought about it like this? Hey,
yeah,
let's not focus on this. Let's focus here. Just kind of help
sometimes
direct you, because the pain
stretch you a little bit, but it's a good stretching.
The pain, yeah, the pain can really do crazy things to people's mentality. But like you said about stretching, you need people to help sometimes, because depending on what you're going through, you might not be able to see well. So I guess I would encourage all you listeners out there that tend to bottle it up inside to maybe find a person that will encourage you to maybe think a little bit or be a little bit different mindset than what you've got if you're struggling.
Yeah, this really is a good message that James opens his book up with. It's one that we need to keep in perspective wherever we are in this life.
The challenge this week: what are your current trials and how are you handling them? Are you handling them with patience and quiet trust, or with bitterness and anger?
So glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing, and catch all the new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week.